This episode of the Golf Gambling Podcast from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com. Use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, NHL, college hoops, and more. Golf too. Sign up today using promo code SGPN and get a 100% deposit match. Also, we're brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. Okay, Arnold Palmer Invitational. We got to be excited. Elevated event. Great players in the field. It is a limited field, but this is one of the most exciting events on a yearly basis. It's the closest thing we get to major conditions on a yearly basis. So I'm excited. I would hope you guys are too. So let's not waste any time. We will quickly wrap up the Cognizant before we get into it. Austin Eckroat, I talked about him last week. I thought he was a good play. But I did miss him in the outright market. I really did. And with the Sony comp, with him coming off of his best approach week of his career, it should have been a no-brainer at 100-1. But you live and you learn. I was out there for a bunch of days. Our guy Cam Young ended up getting us a fourth place finish, which was great for the DFS markets, but didn't cash that outright ticket. Yeah, I think I get a lot of shit for the Cam Young slander, but he was a prime spot in a bunch of my lineups that cashed tremendously. So hopefully we can do that again this week. Let's bring up the odds board, not the odds board, the DraftKings board for the Arnold Palmer Invitational. All right, and Scottie Scheffler leads us off, followed by Rory McIlroy and Patrick Cantlay above 10K. There's definitely questions to be asked. Who's going to want to play Patrick Cantlay after we just saw him gag it away in LA and he's just gutless as hell? I think the question in this range is going to be Rory McIlroy or Scottie Scheffler. Do you want the elite ball striking, the elite everything except for putting, just the super, super high floor of Scottie Scheffler? Or do you want the course horse, the more volatile Rory McIlroy at a discounted price? It's going to come down to ownership, most likely, more than likely. But if I had to say one thing, I'd probably go with Rory. I think, I know I said he's more volatile, and that's at a macro level, but at Bay Hill, Rory McIlroy is a stud. And I like him for a few reasons. Obviously, the driver. He can unleash the driver as much as he wants. He'll hit plenty of drivers around Bay Hill, whereas some courses he has to club down here and there. But Bay Hill, he can lock and load the driver a ton, which is great. And I really like a very interesting tidbit. I really think what separates him at Bay Hill on like every single year, his apex height into greens from iron shots. Rory McIlroy, obviously, you don't have to be a golf fan to know that Rory McIlroy hits high bombs. So on his iron shots, he hits the ball a lot higher than the rest of the field. What this does is it comes in at a steeper angle, meaning it lands softer and lands quicker. These greens at Bay Hill are very firm and very fast. Just over 72 holes, he'll hit a few more greens than the rest of the field. And that's just one less up and down chance that Rory McIlroy has to avoid. He will just avoid that up and down chance. So those strokes are crucial down the stretch. And I think that is a big reason why Rory has so much success here. So I'm going to go with Rory McIlroy as my guy up in this top range if I had to select one. But if you're going to argue me about Scottie Scheffler, more power to you. He's Scottie fucking Scheffler. So let's move down to this 9K range and talk some names. We got Victor Hovland down to Justin Thomas. And there's definitely some questions in this range. Let's talk about Victor. Victor has not looked great to start 2024. The iron play was wonky to start. He left his coach, and now the chipping woes are back. I don't know. I think he's going to be low owned at this price, even though he's got the good course history, almost won in 2022. Then he got stuck in a bunker, T10 last year. He's played it the last 5 years. So Victor knows his way around Bay Hill. The ball striking has driven his success here because the short game is never great. But the ball striking hasn't really been good. it's really odd to see what Victor Hovland's been going through to start 2024. He's still a elite talent. He's still going to figure that out sooner than later. I don't know if I want to place him in there at a premium at $9,900. There's definitely some better names down here. $9,800, Xander Schauffele does not have the best course history, yet to finish inside the top 20 in his career at Bay Hill. He doesn't play it much, but I don't think that is a fault for Xander Schauffele. He doesn't have the enough reps to have the great course history, to have any decent finishes. That was my case with Jordan here last year. Jordan only played it one time, and he was very low owned because he didn't have the course history like everyone else did. So Xander Schauffele doesn't have the great course history, but he's playing great to start 2024. I don't think he's going to win the golf tournament. I just think he's a very safe DFS play. He gets out to a hot start, first round leader type deal, and then he's wonky on Friday and Saturday, but he still finds that he still played enough on Thursday to have a top five finish because he's low enough. Or he gets off to a slow start and then he backdoors a T3 on Sunday when he has no chance to win. With that being said, they're both high-end finishes, and that will suit you right in a DFS game. So I think Xander Schauffele is a very safe DFS play. Maybe his ownership will be a bit down because he doesn't have the course history. Ludvig has played here once in 2023. It was a T24, and he's a much better golfer at this point. He's long, he's straight, he hits a high ball like Rory. I think he'll be a popular pick this week because people love to play Ludvig. He's looked good, not great, to start 2024. I would say he's looked better than good, in between good and great. He hasn't played a ton. T19 at Genesis, runner-up at Pebble, ninth at Farmers, but overall, the narrative is good around Ludvig. This is a golf course he should be able to hit a ton of drivers, which will separate him from the field. Jordan Spieth, $9,400. He's going to be popular this week, which is kind of getting me off of him. Jordan Spieth can gain five strokes in any category any given week and lose five strokes in any given category any week. Now he's one of the highest priced guys because he has back-to-back top fours, or with a year in between, back-to-back top fours. And he's looking good. He's looking good. But just as well as Jordan Spieth can turn it on, he can lose it. So I love him. I just don't want to play him when he is at a premium, when he is high owned. Max Homa, $9,200. The numbers look okay, not great. He's got three straight top 17 finishes here. But I'll tell you, eye test wise, something's not right with Max Homa, and I'm going to wait and see. The long clubs look really bad. The long irons look really bad, and that's a key around Bay Hill. You're going to have to hit a ton of drivers, a ton of long irons. So trust me, he's not right. Something's wrong with Max Homa, and it started at Farmers, and he still found a way to finish T13, but hasn't been good outside of that. T66 at Pebble and a miscut in Phoenix. Something's not right with Max Homa. Colin Morikawa, very interesting case, $9,100. Missed the cut here last year, T9 in 2020. That T9 in 2020 for Colin Morikawa was a ball striking extravaganza. He gained like 11 strokes to the field ball striking, and he's looked okay to start 2024. The end of 2023 was better. He's reeled off a little bit, but if we're getting the tiniest bit softer conditions, it doesn't have to be PGA National soft last week. I'm talking the tiniest bit softer conditions. More fairways will be hit than normal at Bay Hill. Usually Bay Hill, the fairways are so firm where no matter how you hit it, it runs into the rough. So if this turns into an event where guys are hitting more fairways than usual, and then it just becomes a really important second shot golf course, Colin Morikawa's value increases. At $9,100, I think that's a great selection, just hoping that that happens. I think with the El Nino going on in Florida, it's just going to be a little bit softer, leading to more fairways being hit rather than it's super firm. Everyone's in the rough. So therefore, the bombers succeed because everyone's in the rough. Justin Thomas, $9,000. One bad start from JT and he's priced 30-1. He's priced down low. Like if this event was last week, he would be like he would be priced with Victor or something like that. I don't want to fault Justin Thomas for one bad start at the Genesis, grouped with Tiger. Like he never plays good with Tiger. And of course, I was wrong about Justin Thomas. I should have waited for the tee times to come out before I gave my Justin Thomas rant about how he was going to play so well, because this man never plays well with Tiger. It's just the gutlessness, the nerves get to Justin Thomas. So 9K this week, I think it's a great bounce back spot at $9,000. He doesn't have much course history. T21 in 2023, but I'm going to go on a record and say that not having course history doesn't hurt you. It's not like he plays here every year and misses the cut. He just doesn't have the reps to have the good course history. Besides that, he has been on a tee to green ball striking mission in 2024 and late 2023. One bad week at Genesis is not going to make me say Justin Thomas is done. So let's scroll down the leaderboard a little bit and or the odds board a little bit and get you a few more names in this 8K range. Hold on one second. Oh, there we go. Okay, 8K range. Willie Z, my guy over my right shoulder, down to Sung J.M. So I love Willie Z. How could you not love Willie Z? He's literally my friend Cameron Kerr named his son after Willie Z. It's very crazy. So look, he's playing great golf in 2024. He's finally hitting his driver, his long irons. He's just hitting his clubs. It really makes me happy to talk about Willie Z in good faith because he's playing great golf. I love Bay Hill for Willie Z every single year. I'm hoping he's not the most popular golfer. I really am because I want to bet him. I want to put him in my lineups. I want to put him in my lineups heavily. He doesn't have the best course history here, which is a bit concerning. T53, T38, T10. But when you think Will Zalatoris, drivers, long irons, firm and fast greens, that is exactly what Bay Hill is. I'm willing to give him another shot at $8,900. He probably will be a bit chalky, but so if you're going to play him heavily. Then down the leaderboard, down the 8K range, we got Tommy Fleetwood, Cam Young, and bitch ass Matt Fitz. I will group them into a group. If you got to pick one of these guys, it's going to be Cam Young, right? It's got to be Cam Young. How could it not be Cam Young? Look, he has no chance to win, but can he? His style of play and style of golf is just too tee to green elite to not finish inside the T20. He's got a T10 and T13 and two trips around here. I just feel like last week he finished T4 and it was the most non-competitive. He never had one chance to win that golf tournament and he finished T4 and got you a great result, positionals, DFS, whatever you want to call it. Tommy Fleetwood has great course history. He's finished third here in his career. He plays this event a lot and it's a golf course where you have to grind at. So it makes sense that Tommy Fleetwood has played well. So he hasn't played in a few weeks though. So I think that could be a reason to not wager on Tommy Fleetwood. So from there, I think we'll talk. Oh, okay. Yeah. Matt Fitz, $8,600, has great course history. T14, T9, T10, T9, and runner up. It is very good for Matt Fitz, but like I was really high on him as a whole in 2024 and he's kind of let me down. I bet him at Waste and I bet him at Genesis, and those were not good events for Matt Fitz. Last week, he had a better event, T21, tied with Rory at the Cognizant, and he gained strokes tee to green, which is good for Matt Fitz, but I still don't think it's there yet, although this golf course does set up very well for him. I think he'll be chalky because the course history is so well, and he's priced at a fair price. For that being said, I probably will fade him. So Wyndham Clark, $8,500, doesn't have good course history, but I think this golf course sets up very well for him. The bad course history was when he was an objectively worse golfer. So he's a better golfer in 2024, a major champion, an elevated event winner. I love him. $8,500. I think the course history is going to make his ownerships fair. So I think that he is a great click. Decky, $8,400 off of a win. A bit cheap, a bit nervous. I feel like this price should be higher. So with that being said, I feel like DraftKings is going to be a bit sharp and they're going to get Hideki right and he might let us down. He missed the cut here last year and he doesn't have elite course history. So I'll take a backseat to Hideki off the win. Tom Kim at $8,300. If this becomes everyone's playing out of the fairway and you got to hit your long irons well, Tom Kim's baseline elevates. He played the T62 at the Cognizant. Looks a bit worse. He was playing solid and he rinsed two balls on Sunday or Saturday. I think he played okay. I think his game's in a fine spot. Jason Day, $8,200. He finished T10 last year and he's played great in 2024. So he's a grinder. He's going to make a ton of pars, going to save pars. It's going to, like Alex Noren last week, just not in the mix, competitive, just playing okay, save par, save par, save par. All of those add up for a great result. And then final guy I'll talk about in this 8K range is Sahith Theegala. Actually, no, there's two more guys. Sahith Theegala, $8,100. T14 last year, and this is a Sahith course, 110%. He can hit his driver long, and he can lean into that elite iron game and elite around the green game. He's super creative on and around the greens. And it's the biggest thing with Sahith that is the driver. Sometimes he hits it great. Sometimes he hits it poorly. With a golf course like this, that the fairways are wider and they're not must hit, that's good for Sahith. So I think he can just gear back and send the driver off the tee and then lean into the rest of his game, which is really good. Sungjae Im, 8,000. He is broken, but there will be a time where Sungjae Im just pops up out of nowhere. I talked to his caddy a lot last week, played around golf with him, and he was telling me about how this man is a perfectionist, this man is a grinder, and it's just going to happen, which we all agree with. Sungjae Im just out of nowhere can turn it on. His course history is really good. Multiple top three finishes, multiple top 20 finishes. I'm going to probably continue to play Sungjae Im these next few weeks because one of them, he'll be 5% owned and finish T3 and be really good for your lineup. So with that being said, obviously he does not look good right now. It's not a hot take. He looks bad right now, but I do believe there will be a time that what Sungjae will pay off to us. For us. Okay, 7K range, but before we get to the 7K range, I want to talk to you about Cut. Peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. It's a new and better way to bet. Just bet directly against your friends, bet directly against me, your favorite co-host. You can create your own bets, vig-free, and just a super fun way to bet with your friend. It's like a social moderator for betting. So you don't have to pay the vig. It just you versus your boys, bet on whatever you want. Super fun. You get rewards, cash back every single time you place a bet on Cut. This week, I'll probably be going to do a 1v1 matchup for golf. Maybe a Rory v. Scotty. I think I like that over at Cut. So head over there, use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And then Underdog Fantasy, easiest place to play fantasy sports, fastest growing app in the industry. They are truthfully taking over. Every single week, I see another influencer over on Underdog Fantasy, touting bets, talking underdog. It's super fun. You can pick higher or lower on your favorite golfer or stat. Doesn't have to be golfer, anything you want. Obviously, I'm going to talk about golfers. You can win up 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between two and five players for a pick'em entry. Also, rivals picks, which pits two players against each other. For example, who will have more yards, who will make more birdies, something like that. Right now, the board's not out yet for Underdog Fantasy, but every single week, every single day, for the most part, I've been putting out a few underdog legs that I like on a daily basis. Sign up with promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store, and don't forget to register with promo code SGPN. Up to $100 bonus, they will match. So that's Underdog Fantasy. Okay, 7K range, and then we will get out of here. Okay, let's scroll down. I hate when this happens. There we go. 7K range. JT Poston down to Christian Bezuidenhout. Remember when Christian Bezuidenhout was the most popular golfer last week? I'm sure that worked great. Okay. The 7K range, JT Poston, kind of let me down last week. I was high on him at the Cognizant, but I don't think this is really a course where he can take advantage of. I think the 7K range, you're going to want to go to get a guy like Corey Connors. He's got great course history. He made the cut his last three trips, and he's a guy, fairway green, two putt, very safe. When par is good, Corey Connors is good. So I like him at $7,800. We got to talk about Jake Knapp at $7,600. I mean, Tiger Knapp, he is literally probably the best golfer in the world. Not sure how he finishes outside the top five ever again in his life. Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm joking, but Jake Knapp, hand up. Like, I faded him last week, lost a ton of money. Sometimes you just get beat. And Jake Knapp played excellent golf again. His 2024 is just immaculate. T3 at the Farmers, 28 at Phoenix, win in Mexico, fourth at Honda. Like, good for you, Jake Knapp. The swing is sexy. You got a hot girlfriend. You got flow. Like, dude, you're living life right now. So this is a course that requires a ton of nuance, but the tee to green aspect of it, it makes sense. It makes sense for Jake Knapp. He's going to hit long. He's going to be long and straight off the tee. He hit I cannot get over how good his iron shots are. Like, this man puts 5 shots to 5 feet every single round, truthfully. So Jake Knapp, I'm going to keep fading you, but I'm high on you. Ben Ahn at $7,600. Tee to green savant. He's really hitting the ball well. I think he will just continue playing good golf. Harris English is going to be very chalky at $7,300. Finished runner-up here last year, T9 in 2020, and he gives you that. His last start was a T7. He gives you that elite driver, which is huge around here. And yeah, I prefer Keegan Bradley, $7,400. He's going to be a lot less owned, but his last 3 trips have resulted in T11 or better. Keegan's a grinder. Keegan's going to fight for par. I love that at $7,400. I think a bit underpriced is Nikolai Horgaard at $7,200. He's just an elite golfer and will pay you off. He truthfully will. Like, I like to look at it this. Who's a guy who will be 10K next year? Nikolai is definitely that guy. He is a future world number one, future world top five player, elite all around, a bomber off the tee, a great iron player. So $7,200, I like Nikolai. We got to talk about Kurt Kay. He won this event last year, even though he had no chance to win it. He did. He's playing really good to start 2024. He T8 in Phoenix, and then T39 in Pebble, where he led the field tee to green. So Kurt Kay is trending on a golf course that he won at and is trending on a golf course that makes sense for him. So I think he's a good click at $7,300. Down to the 6K range, we got to talk about Austin Eckgoat, who won that event last year. Never played Bay Hill, won this event last week. Never played Bay Hill, but it's not necessarily a course that I think makes sense for him. You kind of like him on those shorter Bermuda tracks where he's played well at. Shout out Cam Kerr for hitting him and hitting Jake Knapp. Back-to-back winners for Cam. So anyone else in the 6K range I think is a good target. Cam Davis, $6,700, missed 3 cuts here, but I'm so high on Cam Davis in an event where you can bomb it away, and I still think Cam Davis is going to surprise someone in a really big field. He almost hit it at Riv. He was leading the golf tournament Friday night and then decided to play the back nine where he shot 9 over. Fuck you, Cam Davis. But I still think he's a good click at $6,700. And then honestly, I like Patrick Rogers at $6,500. T6 in Mexico. He's made 4 of his last 5 cuts at Bay Hill, and he's added a ton of distance, which is huge around Bay Hill. So P. Rog and Cam Davis are my early clicks for the 6K range. Outside of that, you know where to find the 6K plays. I will be doing those tonight, mostly deep dive on the 6K range. So a ton of content coming. We're going to have Puerto Rico content coming. Steve will be doing a live show tonight and API best bets. No one does it like the Golf Gambling Podcast. I will be doing a Puerto Rico DFS show once the odds come out later today. So tune in for that. Hit me up if you have any questions, and let's have another solid DFS week. We are due all around. So peace out. I'll talk to you guys soon.